We're going to turn now to a shocking story, a largely unknown consequence of the pandemic. Nearly 40% of military families have had trouble putting food on the table. Many are forced to turn to food banks. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with families about this, including one that's down to their last $6.
We are military and we are struggling.
We met this Army family on the front line of a food crisis.
All right, my love, what would you like today?
Just everything.
Desiree Alvarez, her 3-year-old Elijah, and 6-year-old Mary Sol.
This is the first time that I've consistently had to go to a food bank over and over again.
Her husband's an E-3 private at Joint Base Lewis McChord, or JBLM. Tacoma, Washington's expensive for a family of four living on $2,300 a month. A half hour away, Thurston County's food bank serves 1,500 military families like the Alvarezes.
We're going to the park.
A 22% spike since the pandemic began.
You're welcome. Nice to see you guys.
That hurts me.
Lieutenant Colonel J.P. Smith, a chaplain at JBLM, identified the downturn here.
You take a spouse who's normally working, unable to find work because of the COVID pandemic. If they lose that second income, that's a blow on anybody.
Desiree Alvarez used to work.
Be careful, babe.
Until the military transferred them here a year ago. Their financial cushion collapsed. The family's income plunged more than half.
I really need to find a job.
The Department of Defense estimates the jobless rate for military spouses is 22%. Other estimates run as high as 35%. In San Diego, families using the food bank at the Armed Services YMCA surged 400% during the pandemic.
We couldn't even go a full week without having to go get help from a food pantry.
There you go.
Our family is worth it. We're worth getting the help that we need.
Families helping defend America in a bruising battle against hunger. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
And we want to let you know that if you'd like to help, go to combatmilitaryhunger.org. And tomorrow we'll speak with the military on what it's doing about this growing problem.